You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. My name is Mona. Time for me to get out of here and make way for Alan. Ask Alan all of your burning questions. It's that time.
Yes.
Yes.
Ask Alan. Yes. If your girlfriend weak and she's stupid profiling,
yes,
you need some information, ask Alan. Ask Alan. That's what you get when everybody's styling.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Alan. Ask Alan. Ask Alan.
Yes.
I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems? Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
I'm Wildin.
I'm Wildin.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamonds and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do. It'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Alan out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is eagle talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Alan. Yes, you know, the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there, keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Alan. You get hit with claws out, baby, it's eagle talent.
Eagle talent. Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Alan. Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems? Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
I'm Wildin.
I'm Wildin.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, dog.
What the hell gives in this place? Hold on. Studio B. It's like moving to a different planet. Even though it shouldn't be. It's just different. It's just different. And different is good. But we do have a new phone number. And I think the fear of all of the talk shows is nobody's gonna call because of the new phone number. So, prove me wrong. 201. Oh, Christ. 536-9368. 201-536-9368. As I start getting these buttons figured out. Look at that. 201. 536-9368. It's hard to memorize it. Shouldn't be. Ugh. A week off the dating game. It started off hectic, to say the least. But it seemed to hit a flow. I don't know. What do you all think? I think that was a pretty good first dating game. The lucky couple has been in touch with each other. I think the bachelor is being a little flaky. But the date hasn't been arranged yet at the Seaport Diner. But there have been a few texts exchanged. And it's going to happen. I'll drive them, even if I got an Uber. So we might hear from the bachelorette. Little follow-up. There was even some side action. A listener got in touch with Gaetana and was interested in Bachelor number 2. So we tried to make that happen. But in the meantime, this is Axe Allen, advice on any topic from a uniquely unqualified purveyor of advice. And prove me wrong. Give a call at 201-536-9368. Tico's here. Oh, the calls are coming in. Hi, you're on the radio. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Jeff, and I'm looking for some advice about this, like, nasal irrigation stuff they got going on.
Oh, you got, so what's going
on? Have you seen anything, like, I see the commercials for this Navage thing, and, like, it squirts water in one of your nostrils and sucks it out the other nostril.
Right, right. So what's going on with your nose?
Well, I'm usually fine all day, but when I go to sleep at night, like, as soon as I lay down horizontal, my nose gets all clogged up. And so I don't have one of those Navage things, but I've tried just, like, squirting some stuff in there, and I think it helps. But I don't know. Then I read there's, like, all these cautions because you can start getting bacteria. You have to use, like, distilled. I don't, like, it's just a whole thing. Do you ever mess around with any of that?
So sometimes, is this something that happens to you more in the winter than it is in the summer or spring?
No, it's all year round.
Really? But during the day, you're fine?
But during the, yeah, it's like when I'm upright, I'm fine. As soon as I lay down, and sometimes it's only one or the other, like it, one closes and the other's open and they switch back and forth. I've looked at a lot of different theories on this. Like sometimes it's like something's trying to wake you up, but like, you know, I'm trying to get to sleep. And so.
Have you ever been?
Your nose will shut itself down when you're sleeping in order to wake you up.
Well, sometimes your nose and your throat are working together. Have you ever been checked for sleep apnea?
I haven't been checked for that. But I don't snore.
No, you don't have to snore to have sleep apnea. It's just you stop for any one of a number of reasons. Your throat closes up and you stop breathing for a period of time, and it's called an event. And it's bad. It's real bad for your heart. So first of all, do you ever try a neti pot?
Yes, but yeah, I have. I have a kind of a version of that. It's like a plastic thing, and you put like a little packet of salt in it or saline.
Yeah.
And it kind of helps. But then I was like, you gotta, like, there's all kinds of cautions. Like, you can get into bacteria because you're pushing stuff into your back, almost like towards your brain or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a whole thing.
I know there's like prescription stuff that's like steroid based to open up your nostrils, but you probably don't want to do that on a regular basis.
That Afrin or like the nasal spray, that stuff is glorious, but you get addicted to that. That's like some kind of like acidic thing that opens up. Like it works perfectly.
Yeah.
But that's bad for you to use on an extended basis.
My best friend, Johnny Salami, has a lot of issues, with his, nostrils, but I think it's because of a lifestyle many years ago that they kind of messed up his nose, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I don't drink nearly as much as I used to, and so it seems like it's not as bad. It's a little worse when I drink beer.
Yeah.
I have a little reaction, but it's still not good.
So things like, try the air in your house at night could potentially, it sounds like it's more physical. Listen, first of all, let me make very clear, I have no friggin' idea what I'm talking about right now, but I have some ideas. So sometimes the air in your house is just dry. Like I sleep with a pot. What kind of heat do you have in your house?
Oh yeah, I always keep a little boiling water, like to keep it nice and humid. I don't like the ultrasonic thing because it spreads minerals on your wall.
Yeah, I just put
like,
a pot.
Boiling is great. It just
I put a pot of water on my radiator in my bedroom because I have a people say radiators. People make fun of me because I say radiators. How do you say it?
I definitely do that. I maintain good humidity.
But how do you say radiator or radiator?
I say radiator.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's radiator. But anyway,
what about root or route? You do that one?
I do route, but people make fun of me.
Oh, see, now you know what it is? You, like, it's Route 95. If you're routing something, like if a traffic officer would direct you, that's routing.
It is Route 95. Router. You're right.
But if it's a route, like you take a route, and then you get routed on your route.
So yeah, I would never say Route 95. You're right. But all right, so back to your nose. So do you sleep with something? Because the water evaporates if you just put a pot of... I put like water and cinnamon on my radiator in a stainless steel pot. And that makes like some moisture. You might have a dry environment in your house. You might have a little reflux. You might have some sleep apnea. I don't recommend using those things that you could get addicted to. But I think you should get a sleep study because I'm just curious. If I'm anywhere near right about that, that's a friggin' miracle. And I would like to hear about it. So get yourself a sleep study.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Yeah, because you can get a take-home sleep study.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably a good idea for anyone, really.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, and then if they give you the friggin' machine, then you're sleeping better for, like, ever. So
that's the problem is, like, I don't want to wear one of those crazy machines, though. I think I'd rather just
I mean, if it saves your... Yeah, well, it's not even so much about suffering. Well, you'll get so much more energy during the day, but also it's heart health. Sleep apnea is really bad for your heart long term.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, put some water on your radiator and talk to somebody who actually knows what they're talking about this. But let me know.
Sounds like a plan.
Good. Get back to me.
And there's always fun stuff on the comments when I ask questions.
Oh, yeah. And if you're on the WFMU.org playlist and comments board, go out there and make some suggestions for this guy's stuffy night nose. What's your name again?
It's Jeff.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye. Jeff's got a stuffy night nose. 201-536-9368. The new number is just mystifying. All day I've been stressing. I was like, nobody's going to call because of the new number. So maybe you got a... We were hanging out in the swag room. Some people processing some swag and we were going over some things that you might... maybe you're having a hard time finding ways to stay positive. Look at the bright side of life. Pretty tough time to stay positive. Don't you think? 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. First call was a stuffy nose guy. Maybe you're having some legal troubles. Hopefully you're not in the files. But if you're having some legal troubles, 201-536-9368. The dating advice. Maybe, you know, I'm starting. Oh, hold on. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I talking to? Ah, Jesus Christ. Hello? Ah. Yeah, I was talking in the phone room. They got to come up with a... they probably do have this because I have no idea about these apps. But, hold on, they're calling back. Hello, you're on the radio.
Oh, my goodness. How wonderful.
Right?
Yeah, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
What's your name?
My name's Mark.
Hey, Mark. What's going on? You need advice?
Yeah, I need advice. I'm sitting here with my 14-month-old. You want me to tell you the issue now?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with my 14-month-old and really enjoying his company. I work in sales, and I just made a really nice commission. And I don't know if I want to stay in my job. Like, I might want to take some time off and spend time with my baby son, but I'm worried that if I take a little time off, that it would be hard to get back in the groove. You know what I mean?
Okay. But you're feeling like you're feeling the love with your new kid, and you just want to be, it's a boy, you said?
Yeah, a little boy.
You want to be around him all the time. You just want to spend those early years, like months and years. Ah, oh, there he is.
You can hear him doing stuff in the background now. It's exciting as hell.
What's his name?
Like, his name is Zeke.
Zeke. So does mom work?
Yeah, she does.
And I assume that there's a mom in the house. But mom were and
yeah.
and is and yeah, is together. Are you like are you equal breadwinners?
I think our work is equally important, but I earn more money.
Okay. And what does the scenario look like? I mean, the big question is, what are the risks if you take off some time? If you have the kind of, there's so many questions. So what's your job?
Yeah.
What's your job?
I'm in sales.
For a company that, can you take a leave of absence?
Not really. It's the kind of place where I'm kind of fortunate to be there. It's kind of crazy. If I were to leave, I don't think there's a place for me to come back, no.
But are you like a killer?
Even on a leave basis.
Are you like a killer salesman where that like people would be like, man, anybody will hire this guy. He knows how to sell crap.
I don't know. I mean, on a good day, I feel that way.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it, right? Like if I'm out too long and I feel like, oh, man, I don't have that edge, you know.
I mean, I guess what my other, you know, you don't, if you don't mind, if there's any questions you don't want to answer, that's fine. But like, what's your sort of financial, like, I don't know, man, are you backed up for? Yeah. What's your deal? Are you like loaded? Are you somebody who like could live off your savings for the rest of your life? Probably not.
Not for the rest of my life. No.
Okay. No. What's the deal?
But I could take a year.
And is your wife there? Can we get her on the phone?
She's not here. She's out.
Okay.
And this is the way we do things. If she's got a work commitment, she'll go out and I'll stay home, and vice versa. So we're a good team.
But she also, I mean, she might be like, I want to stay home with Zeke. Why do you get to stay home with Zeke?
Yeah. No, she really loves what she does. Good point. She might feel that way too.
Have you talked to her about it yet? I would hope that you talked to her before you talked to Alan.
You know what's funny? The other day we were getting him ready for school, and I was sitting by the radio like I do in the evenings and in the mornings, and Clay Pigeon was on Wake and Bake, and he said, "Hey, who wants to play, you know, Wavelengths?" I was like, "What the hell? I'll play Wavelengths." And I got right through. I called and we did it, and I did pretty well. So I figured, why not axe Alan?
Yeah. Oh, Wavelengths? Like,
yeah, I played Wavelengths.
But why not ask Alan about Wavelengths? Or what are you talking about?
No, why not give a call, because it worked out the first time I called the station.
Oh, right.
And
so
literally, dude, this is the second time I've called, and both times I got through, and it's been very helpful.
Yeah, we're not really, we don't really got too much going on here. Most of the time you call this radio station, you think this is like some big-ass radio station, but chances are, you call, you're going to talk to somebody, so.
Yeah. I was born in the late 60s, so getting on the radio was a big deal.
Yeah.
Today, you know?
Hey, still is. No, you know. So,
I feel it.
So. Have you spoken to your wife about wanting to stay home?
We both kind of said things like, wouldn't it be great to just be home with him? But I don't think in a very serious way.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good thing to do.
Maybe. I think you started the conversation off seriously with the wrong person. I mean, I think the next thing is, you know, if you and your wife talk about who would like that role more, maybe you could do it for a while and then she could do it for a while. And if she has the kind of job that it's easier for her to take off, so it'd be great if you could do 6 months and then she could do 6 months. But, you know, work is work. Yeah. And I don't know. What are you investing in? You got like money all in the stock market and all that stuff?
Not really. I mean, I have some for my retirement, but
yeah.
No.
How many years have you been working? How many years you been working?
I've been working for over 30 years.
In the same company?
No.
Oh, okay. But you got a saving. 12, you got a whole
12 years for this company and 19 years for the previous company.
And you got a 401k? Listen, I'm going to suggest that you have this conversation with your wife and then call me back next week. With her on the phone.
All right.
With her on the phone.
I will do that, Alan. I really appreciate your guidance. Thank you.
You got it.
I'm going to keep listening and see what I learn. Okay?
Thanks. My guidance. Hi, you're on the radio. It's Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Zach. What's shaking?
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good.
Life, man. It's crazy right now.
It is indeed.
That last guy, too. Yeah, he should take paternity leave. Start an LLC.
Start an LLC?
Yeah, start an LLC, start a business, and then he just freelances out his sales skills and stuff. If he kills it, you know, that's great. You know, a lot of people are in demand. They don't care, you know, what you do. They just want you to sell their product.
Oh, well, I guess we'd have to know more about what he does, and if the company doesn't have a patent on who can sell it and all of that stuff. You can't automatically just sell anybody's product privately.
Oh, I'm not saying, like, take their product, but if you know how the art of sales.
Right.
You know, if you...
Right, right. So sell something else.
Ross or something, then...
You know what he should sell? Weed juice.
Yeah?
That guy should sell...
I bet you could.
You know what? That dude, that last guy, get in touch with one of them weed juice companies and sell some weed juice. All right, Zach. LLC.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
LLC. But no, my question, with a client of mine, they're wanting to own all my brain.
Yeah.
They're wanting to get all the IP.
Yeah.
Under this agreement, and I talked to some lawyers this week too, and they were agreeing as well. How do I bring it back? They thought I was kind of overreacting.
Who are you talking about? So, who's owning your...
A client of mine.
Oh, is what?
They have a new agreement. They want to change the relationship a little bit, but the big change is they want to own everything I do, ideas, discoveries, everything that would come up. They want to own it all. They want to call it an invention. They want to own it. And lawyers are telling me it's like a death trap. But how do I bring that up to them?
I think you say my lawyers are telling me this is a death trap. That's pretty good. That sounds pretty pretty clear what you need to say to your client. My legal advisor told me if I do this, I will die. How about that?
What? So, but how do I... Is there a way to steer it to perhaps...
Well, we got to go in a
different... Did you keep a relationship?
Well, you know, they made a suggestion to you that was absolutely, like, horrific as far as your lawyers are concerned. So you have to sort of... I mean, I don't... Listen. Business...
That's what I'm asking for.
That's what I'm giving you. That's what I'm giving you. I'm not a businessman. It just sounds like to me like somebody just tried to suck you into some trap that they probably knew was a trap. So I don't know how lucrative this relationship is, but like, sounds like they offered you a pretty crappy deal. I almost cursed. So you got to let them know, right. Like, you're not a...
Don't curse, Alan.
You're not a sucker. You got to let them know. Listen, that was not a good offer. That was not a good offer there. So now maybe, no, you got to come back with a counter offer. Counter offer. That's what we do in these situations. Counter offer.
I love it.
Come up with a counter offer and get back to me next week. And let me know how that goes. Goodbye.
We'll do, Alan. Thanks. Radiator.
201-536-9368. 201-536. What is he talking about? Sometimes, Zach, I don't know. What, the client's trying to offer him a deal that's going to kill him? 201-536-9368. He's taking his IPs. I don't speak this language. Wow, they're calling the new number. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi,
who's...
How's
this?
How's it going?
Hey, I know you. You're the Bachelorette.
I know you.
Yes. This is the dating game music is on. Can you hear it?
Wait. Yeah, I can hear it.
Nice. So I guess we should do a little follow-up.
Yeah, I mean, I have been sitting here trying to think of something that I need advice for.
But
I got nothing. So
Gaetan,
I was calling to say...
Well, wait, can you speak up a little bit? Because this friggin' phone line in Studio B sucks.
What happened?
The phone line in Studio B sucks, so speak up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. And let's just talk a little bit about last week. So how do you think it went overall?
I think it went really well. I mean, I had a ton of fun.
Yeah.
I felt like a little minor celebrity this past week. It's been a lot, but it's been glorious.
Have people been contacting you like you're the Bachelorette?
Like my mom being like, you should have picked this person. I like this person.
I
really like that one. And it's like, I think she's listened to it probably 500 times and dissected it.
I think number two is still available. If number four doesn't step up. Nah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll figure it all out. Yeah. I've got some time.
What's up with this guy? He won the dating game and he's like half-assing it.
Some people are scared of success. I don't know.
Huh? Man, you're like, listen, we had the first Bachelorette in the Ask Alan dating game was a straight up winner. And this guy, and you get to go to Seaport Diner. So, and I'm paying.
I know. You know what? I was thinking, like, maybe he's just giving me space to, like, practice bass because, you know.
You won the dating
game. That's got to be it.
Yeah, he's giving you space, huh? Well, listen, yeah. Bachelor number four, you better call up 201-536-9368 and let's schedule a date for the Seaport Diner.
I'm hungry.
Otherwise, Bachelor number two is waiting in the wings.
Oh, my goodness.
You know? All right. Anyway, thanks. That was a freaking blast last week. Anything else you're thinking about post-dating game?
Yeah. So I wanted to thank you. You stopped by this week and actually gave me some in-person advice.
Oh, did I? What did I do?
You did.
Remind me. I'm
working. I'm painting these chairs. And you had dropped out some supplies. I was sanding by hand. Well, you offered me, like, I don't know, an automatic sander tool thing.
An orbital sander. Let me mansplain a little. It's called an orbital.
Yeah. You can mansplain.
It's an orbital sander. It's an orbital.
Yeah. But
it was hard to watch. It was hard to watch. I really wanted you to have a orbital sander at the time. But, you know, I just... Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
You know, maybe another time. I'm always kind of working on a project.
Right.
I think I will take you up on that orbital sander.
Excellent.
But I'm going to do the whole table, so that would be great for that.
Fantastic. Maybe we can get Bachelor number four, the winner of the dating game, to come over and help you sand the friggin' table.
Yeah.
That's a good date project after the Seaport Diner.
Yeah.
For Christ's sakes.
All righty. Have a good night.
Good luck with the table.
Thanks.
I'll drop off an orbital sander soon.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Gaetana.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, what's going on, Alan? It's Jimmy Iodine.
Jimmy Iodine?
Jimmy Iodine.
Like the red stuff?
In New Jersey.
Like the red stuff that you put on a cut?
Yeah, some people compare it to that, yeah.
Speak up because the phone line sucks.
Yeah.
So iodine's weird because it doesn't hurt like peroxide.
No, it's a whole different type of thing. But I wanted to shout out the guy who called about paternal leave.
Uh-huh.
He said he was born in the late 60s and he had a 14-month-old son, so I wanted to give him props for having a kid at that age. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Now that you mention that, and he's been working 30 years. Yeah, take leave, dude. You're almost ready for retirement.
Yeah, I would advise him, though, to really invest in the stock market and a 401k. That's a little crazy.
Well, it sounds like he's got a 401k. I have a feeling that the guy's got a little bit more money than we think he does. He would have to sort of tighten up a little bit. The guy's probably got he probably goes to the country club. I don't know. No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what that guy does.
I wonder if I'm the only person who caught that math there.
Good math. Good math there. Was it Jimmy Iodine?
Jimmy Iodine.
Good math.
All right. Well, let me let you go. Get someone else on there.
Thanks for the catch. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Part of the lore.
Thanks.
Forward.
Good
Bye.
Job. Oh, Christ. They hung up. Oh. We had three on the line there at one point. So 201-536. That's 201-536-9368. So far, the fear that I haven't been able to sleep at night with the new phone number issue. Just thinking, like, how are we going to do a call-in show with this new phone number? But so far, so good. I think that was first call from Jimmy Iodine. A little jealous of his name. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, where's my boy? Hold on, I gotta get Tico in here. I don't like when I can't see him. Give me a second. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, it's Dino. What's up?
What's up, Dino? What's shaking?
I got a real practical question for you.
Oh, practical. I'm a very practical guy.
So I'm coming to volunteer for the marathon.
Oh, my Magdalena Muerta. Okay, cool.
The last couple times I was there, I had to resort to a parking garage. So I was just wondering if you got any scoops for like streets for good parking or anything like that.
You know something, my friend? See, you know, this is what I call a crossover right here, because so I drive here and I do have some tricks as far as parking is concerned. But we had this conversation earlier. I have what is known around here as, I call it the secret spot. And there's a couple of them that are, I'll give you a hint, but I'm not going to give you any more than a hint. And I'm sorry. Well, you know what? This hint is my advice to you. There are spots around here that look very illegal, but they are indeed legal.
Okay. And
I give you no other information. But I would say
they got like a parking app there for it, right? Too.
Right. So you could always use the app, and then it's only like. All right, I'll give you a piece. You know what? I'll give you a piece of advice. The secret spot, but you're not going to figure that out. You're a sharp guy, but you're not going to find the secret spot. But the apps. So I always, if on those occasions that the secret spot is not available, I always find a metered spot on Montgomery Street. And this is a big giveaway here. You have to circle the block. Even I don't think I've ever circled more than 8 times. Usually I'll get a spot within 4 circles of the block on Montgomery Street at one of the metered, you know, the app spots. So most people go around the block. You just got to keep going. Somebody's going to pull out at one of them spots. Somebody's always going to put out on one of them spots. And otherwise, you got to drive really far away until you look for a spot. I'll drive around that block for 45 minutes until I get one of them app spots.
Sounds good.
The other thing you could do, if you're get on the breakfast crew and get one of the early morning spots, because usually Montgomery Street has a whole bunch of spots between like 6 and 7 a.m.
Yeah, I should be in there pretty early on Friday. I think I'm doing a help in John Allen. So.
Oh, well, if you get... Well, if you get here by like between 6 and 7, you're almost guaranteed to get a spot on Montgomery Street. And then you don't have to start paying the app until 9 a.m.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
You're welcome, Dino.
All right. Hopefully I'll see you on Friday then.
Yeah, I'll be here. Look forward to it. See you, man.
All right. Take it easy.
Peace. What's going on? Where's my bed music? I think I got to... Hold on. I got to switch something out here. This is Ask Alan, 201-536-9368. I got to take out a... I got to do a CD thing here. Hold on a minute. All right.
Hold on.
Christ. 201-536-9368 is the Studio B. Studio B. Loud. See, yeah, Scott Williams said that somebody complained that the phone line is quiet. And it is true. My mine is loud, but the phone's... are quiet. So we're going to have to work on that. See, this is what the whole Studio B thing is all about, is working out the kinks. As we prepare, as you may know, the WFMU Fundraiser Marathon starts March 2nd? 3rd? Oh, Christ. Soon. March 2nd or 3rd. Monday. 3rd to the 15th. And Scott, if you want to help volunteer or make food, contact Scott at WFMU.org. Hello, you're on the radio.
Is this Ask Alan?
This is Ask Alan. Who are we speaking to?
Mike the Chef.
Hello, Mike the Chef. You've called before.
Yeah. So this is in reference to the guy with the sleep problem, and you recommended a sleep study.
Yeah.
So I have sleep apnea, and I was undiagnosed for like 5 years.
Uh-huh.
I was going to dentist, and they were telling me I was grinding my teeth. They wanted to make me a guard.
Uh-huh.
And I was having some other dental problems, so I went to a really good dentist in New York. He took one look at me for 5 minutes, and he's like, you have sleep apnea.
Wow.
And I didn't know what he was talking about.
Okay.
So he's like, listen, you need to get a sleep study, the first thing. So he hooked me up with a sleep doctor, and you can go there, but he was in Long Island, so they mailed me a kit.
Yeah, yeah.
That you use overnight. It hooks up to like your throat, the bottom of your throat, and something on your finger, and you take a sleep test at night.
Right.
And then that data goes to the doctor, and the doctor confirmed it, that I had sleep apnea, but there's different stages of it.
Right.
There's like mild, medium, and worse. So I had a medium one. Then he was like, you could do the machine, which I tried for a couple of weeks. It was awful. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep on it. I was wearing a mask. So then he's like, okay, we could build you a mouth guard. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go back to the dentist, and they had to measure me for a mouth guard. But it's very expensive. It was like over almost $3,000.
Oh, man, I'd like to get the morta.
No. But your health insurance covers it.
If you have health insurance.
Health insurance. Health
right.
insurance covered it 100%.
Okay.
So I wear the mouth guard. Once you start wearing the mouth guard, you have to go for another sleep test.
Right.
Because they have to see if it improves it.
Right.
And it improved mine to almost zero or like 3%. So now I just wear a mouth guard.
And do you feel different during the day? Are you noticing that you're sleeping better?
Yeah, I'm sleeping through the night. I also went to get a consultation. There's an operation you can get where they put a wire in you that gives the electric jolt to your tongue.
Ooh.
So your tongue doesn't relax. And that cures sleep apnea. But my copay with that was $10,000.
Huh.
So I couldn't get it. But I read that they're in clinical trials for a sleep apnea pill that should be out in about a year.
Okay. Maybe you could just get a one of them handheld tasers and just tase your tongue.
Exactly.
Or try something like that. Or maybe stick a battery in your mouth. So I'm glad that the sleep study revealed that you had sleep apnea and that the mouth guard is working and that things are improving.
Yeah, but
and that's
what you were right. You told him to get a sleep study. That's exactly what he needs to do.
See? We know what's going on here.
Your advice was good.
Thank you very much, Mike the Chef. Any food recommendations?
I had some beet salad with Marcona almonds and some burrata cheese for dinner.
Ooh.
I went vegetarian.
Did you make that yourself?
Yeah, I cooked the beets and put a vinaigrette and put some Marcona almonds and bought the burrata because I got home late from work and I needed something quick to eat. And I don't like to eat fast food.
Damn. Make a good husband. You might be the next bachelor. You might be in the next dating game guy. I think so. Email me. Send me your bio.
All right, Ask Alan. Bye-bye.
All right. 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. Yeah, sleep apnea is I've been learning a lot about it lately. I know people who have it and stuff, and it really is debilitating. And some people are so tired all day, and they just don't know their whole life that they have sleep apnea. Hello, you're on the radio. This is Ask Alan. I give a uniquely unqualified advice. Would you like some?
Thank you, Alan. I would like some advice.
Okay, who's this?
This is Ewan in San Francisco.
Ewan. Hi, Ewan. How can we help you this evening?
You know, I'm a good WFMU listener. I'm a Swag for Life member.
Okay.
I actually just got this email from Joe Magasco today talking about, you know, redoing my pledge.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually don't even remember how it works as a Swag for Life member. Am I supposed to give now? But then if I give now, do I lose out on like the giveaways and stuff during the marathon week?
So you already are a Swag for Lifer and he's telling you to up your Swag for Life?
He's just having me renew it.
Oh, right.
I think, let me find this email.
Well, listen, this is a question for Joe Magasco. Like, my advice to you is to respond to that email and ask him all of the questions, because he gets paid. I mean, he's a paid employee of WFMU to answer exactly these questions. So I would like you to hit reply. But you could apply all of these, your swag items. You could still, like, you can even call during marathon and apply part of your swag for life to the calls that you're making and stuff like that. There's all different ways to do it. There's a lot of freedom with it, with your swag for life.
How does that, it just goes towards my account? I've always never really understood this, to be honest.
You know, I'd rather ask Joe and get like the fine details, because I'll give you like broad details and they'll suck, because there's, you know, he's better at this. So just,
oh wow, I'm reading to see, he even has a phone number he gave me. Okay.
Yeah. So call, email Joe right back right now. He's in the office right now. Joe, somebody's emailing you. He waved. He's waiting for your email.
All right.
Thanks. Bye. Marathon. It's right around the corner. Email Scott if you want to help out. I'm going to cook. I'm going to be in the phone room a bunch. I'm going to make a, I might have to hit up Mike the chef for what I should make. 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. There's a weird thing going on in my house right now. It's freaking me out. I kind of want to check my phone, but I'm not going to do it. So if you remember former and always WFMU DJ Kellen, Kellen 303 used to be on Midnight. Great show. But he's also a filmmaker. And he's freaking making a movie in my house right now, but it's a horror movie. And like when I said, when Kellen called me up and was like, hey, Alan, we're friends. And he was like, can I make a movie at your house? I was like, sure. And he was like, I'm going to send you the script. And I was like, ah, whatever. It's you, man. You can make a movie at my house. It's fine. And then as we were getting closer, I was like, I guess I should probably know a little bit more about this movie. And for what I'm finding out now is this is a pretty terrifying horror movie with a little kid. There's like a child actor. So now I'm like, oh no. What if like terrible things happen during the filming of Kellen's horror movie? You know what happens in horror movies? I'm having that flashback to that, what's his name? The guy that accidentally, forget it. Sometimes bad things happen on movie sets. So I sent him like some bogus letter saying, I'm not responsible. Sign this. And then he signed it. So I'm like, okay, I'm good now. But yeah, there's a movie being filmed in my house like right now till like 10 o'clock tonight. And then the same thing tomorrow, like 10 hours a day. I'm not going there. I don't want to know anything. I don't even want to see it. I'll just stress out the whole cast. 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. Put the needle on the record. It's coming up with Billy Jam at 7 p.m. We are amping up for marathon, hence the new phone number, 201-536-9368. The phone room is getting set up, etc., etc. Hello, you're on the radio.
Alan.
Yes, who's this?
It's Annie.
Annie, how's it going?
Good.
Remind me, I have a terrible memory. Remind me where you're calling from?
Indiana.
Of course. Sorry about
that. Of course. Who's your state?
Yes. What's going on?
So I just want to point out the phone number is really easy. It's 201-KEN, like station manager Ken, WFMU.
Ken, but then you got to be able to look at your phone and have the buttons that, I don't know, do cell phones have the letters with the numbers?
Yes, they do.
Well, I don't know what's going on in the world. All right, Ken.
Yeah,
Ken
they
W. 201 Ken. Don't laugh at me. 201 Ken WFMU.
That's so right.
You need any advice tonight?
Yeah.
Tell me.
All right. So on my street where I live, we have only a limited amount of space, of course. And there are some of us who park our cars on the street.
Parking.
Some people don't have a garage. some people don't have a driveway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so we've lived here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our neighbors have been here even longer. And we all have our own spot, right?
Mm. But not legally, right? You just say, you just be like, right. Listen, this is in front of my house. It's my spot.
Right, right. And so how Suspect. Do I navigate that? So this I have one neighbor. It's one guy. He has two. He's got a truck and a car.
Oh, Christ.
I know. It's like one person. He's got two vehicles. And he has a driveway. Right off the road.
So is sometimes...
Really long driveway.
Is there always... All right, so I live in a very similar neighborhood. I live in a street in Montclair where none of us have driveways except for... Yeah, every once in a while, a random house has a yard that you could pull into. But most of us, for like 10 houses in a row on both sides of the streets, you have to park on the street overnight. We even have to get permits. It sucks. It sucks because you have to pay for a permit for overnight parking.
Right.
But nobody is like... That's my spot out front. It's kind of like it's a free for all. Like I can't claim that spot out front because there's also a school next door to me and a restaurant on the corner. And sometimes it's not just the residents that park on the street. Right. And so we can't somebody comes for the school. They're dropping off their little rich kids and stuff like that. And so I can't be like, hey. That's my spot. It'll just be one after the other. I'm already a curmudgeon on the block. I don't need to be yelling.
Me too.
Yeah. So you gotta. So can you park? Is there always parking? Sometimes you just gotta go a block away or like around the corner. There's always wait. You can always get a spot.
Sometimes, yeah. I live in a university town, so unless there's a home game.
I also live in a university town, but I don't live by the too close to the school.
What's going on? I do.
Is this, what's going on with my, oh, there it is. Sorry. When I lose my bed music, I stress.
It's like my neighbors, sometimes they will park right in front of my house. And I'm like, dude, that's our spot.
Break their headlights.
Well.
I'm only kidding. Don't break their headlights. Listen, it's your neighbors. It's your neighbors.
I know. Well, it's not the good neighbors.
Oh, you got bad neighbors?
Yeah.
Hmm. I got all good neighbors. I got one of my neighbors. I feel bad for one of my neighbors. She moved back to the neighborhood, and it's just been one miserable day after another for her. I feel bad. So now I want her to move because I stress out because she's always miserable. So I'm just like, you just need to get out of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's trying. But I got all good neighbors.
You're lucky.
I mean, they all park in front of my house, but then I'm just like, whatever. I got to walk Tico anyway. I park wherever.
Okay.
And remember, if you start stressing out, remember, Annie. Where the hell's the goddamn? Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. Nothing matters.
Doesn't matter.
Some things matter.
In the short term, not in the long term.
Right.
Right?
Right.
All right. That's my advice of the day. Don't worry about it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Annie. Love when you call. Bye-bye. Boy. I just told, I mean, you know, some of those neighborhoods are like that. When you live in a neighborhood like that, you're just kind of like stuck with it. I'm constantly dealing with parking issues. Also, in my neighborhood, if there's like a snowstorm, like already 3 times this year, you got to get your car off the street. It's like a free-for-all. You got to go to a town lot so they could plow. So people are just like in like blizzards driving their crappy cars just to get to these town lots. Yeah, it's wild out there in these towns with no parking. But there's a lot of them. There's a lot of people out there living in the city or Bayonne or Newark. You know. 201-536-9368. Maybe you got health issues like the guy with sleep apnea. Mike the chef gave us an amazing... recipe. I'm starting to really I haven't really done too much dating in quite a while, not for any reason other than life kept happening, but now I feel like I'm ready. So we were thinking about these apps, and it's got to be a dog lovers app, right? So maybe like me and we were talking in the swag room, we need speed dating with dogs. right? Because then you show up with your dog, and the first thing is you got to see if your dogs get along. Because if the dogs don't get along, what's the sense? Because if you're going to go out on a town, you got to leave your dogs together so they can hang out, and they got to be able to play and like really like each other. So if you get together with, so speed dating, the dogs meet, you meet. If the dogs don't get along, just move on to the next person. And then if your dogs get along, then you can figure out if you two are compatible. What do you think about that? Speed dating with dogs. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. My name's Aaliyah. I'm not too great at being on air, but I just wanted to say, I'm pretty sure, I think I'm your neighbor, that the restaurant you mentioned at the corner, is it a pizza place?
Yeah. Where do you live? 150?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm your neighbor. I think I've seen the truck. You have well, I don't want to give away, but you have a vehicle with a sticker that says WFMU on it?
Of course.
Oh my God! Yeah, I pass by that all the time.
There's a horror there's a horror movie being shot at my house right now.
That's incredible. I'm gonna be driving there, so maybe I'll see that on the way to my house.
So listen, we're not saying the name of the.
Maybe you saw my truck at the corner of the pizza place. There was this really beat up Ford Ranger with like graffiti on the side. You might have seen it. That's,
wait,
like,
you
right where I'm at.
You have a Ford Ranger?
Well, not anymore. Actually, I just donated it to WFMU. I was listening to the radio. I saw that ad that you guys had up, and I've been trying to junk it for a while. The number I called to junk it, they kept scheduling appointments and not showing up, and it seemed almost like a sign. I was listening to the radio, and then I saw that, so I called, and you guys, I mean, the carrier, you guys picked it up, so I just donated it, but I had a Ford Ranger.
That's incredible. How do I live in that street? And I have, I have the Ford Ranger, obviously, right? I got the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
So do you live directly?
That's why it was, like, notable.
Do you live directly next door to me?
Just down that same street, like a building after that restaurant.
Oh, on Forest Street over there. Oh. That's
the
really...
Ranger's gone, but I have like a red car. I usually park right in front of that restaurant.
Son of a gun.
That's crazy.
That's cool. Well, stop by and say hi. We always got shows going on at the house, too. I don't say that on the radio. We can't talk about my personal projects. It's all right.
Sorry.
That's all right. But you can, come by the house and hang out. Right?
That's so cool.
What's your name? What's your name?
Aaliyah.
All right. Aaliyah. Cool. Come and say hi. That's awesome. Right. Neighbors. Do you have parking issues? The person before was talking about parking issues. How bad is it parking on that street?
So often. It's pretty bad. My roommates, they're able to park in the back, but there's only so many parking spots. So I have to park on the street and pay for that permit.
Yeah. If you get a spot. If you could even get a spot.
Yeah, if you can get a spot.
I know. Pain in the ass. Well, nice, okay. Nice meeting you on the radio, neighbor. Right on. Bye. Huh. Neighbors calling. My neighbors are calling Axe Allen. Ollie Bang used to be my neighbor. The guy who wrote Ask Allen. He used to live right next door to me with his like huge family and like all these like hardcore old school rapper dudes used to come by all the time. Used to be like, we used to roll hard on Forest Street. Now we're all old. I mean, not really. Ooh, so 201. Oh, wait. So I need some advice for my premium that's going to be coming up. Email Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. Some people have sent me advice. I appreciate that. But I want the best advice you've ever gotten and why it was good. Send me that to Alan at WFMU.org, and you might end up in the Ask Alan Marathon Premium. Oh, my co-hosts, week one, I'll be co-hosting. I'm very excited. Michelle with 1L is going to be doing in her old time slot. She'll be co-hosting with me. And second week, music director Jessica, they'll be giving advice with me and, raising the funds for the world's greatest radio station. So, I hope you're hyped up for Marathon. Like I said, if you want to help out around here, email Scott at WFMU.org. And where were we? We were talking about... and also, if you can't call Ask Alan during show hours, you can leave a message on the Ask Alan answering machine, 973-352-7908. Is that right? Yeah. 973-352-7908 is the Ask Alan answering machine. And you can leave me a message and I'll play it on the radio and we'll give you advice and the listeners will help. We got time for maybe one or two more calls. 973-536-9368. It's hard to memorize this number. Oh, yeah. Annie reminds us. Ken-9368. 201-Ken-9368. 201-536-9368. Marathon is coming. Speed dating with dogs. What do you think? Maybe we'll do, maybe we could pitch that to Ken and Ruth. WFMU speed dating with dogs at Monty Hall. And I think, you know who would be good at co-hosting that? Would be Cat Bomb Radio, Maggie Hertz. I think she would be a good speed dating host. What else? Dating issues, DIY projects, legal troubles. How to look on the bright side of life. Come on, dating issues. One of our volunteers was talking about smartphone addiction, which I am disgusting. Disgusting. I hate my phone and I'm addicted to it. I fully admit how disgusting I am with my phone. But there's a organization out there called Internet Tech Addicts Anonymous. And they meet on Saturdays at 2 p.m. at the LGBT Center in Manhattan. If you are also addicted to your cell phone. Oh, managelaguito muerta. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
Nina.
Hey, Nina. What's going on? That's my sister's name.
Oh, cool. It's a good name.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montclair, too. I'm calling to say I am also your neighbor, and also, that was my coworker that just called.
Wow, all my neighbors are calling. I don't want to say the street name. Well, everybody knows I live on Forest Street. It's a big street. Forest Street, baby.
I live on Grove.
Oh, nice.
I actually am lucky to have a driveway, but the problem that I have is that we all have to access the driveway that of all the people who live there. So it's
I get it.
I didn't know that was going to be the situation until I literally was signing my rental paperwork to move in. But it worked. It's better than the street parking. And that's kind of an annoying issue with Montclair.
Yeah, of course. It's like 35 years, it's been an annoying issue in Montclair. All right. Do you need advice? Or are you just saying hi?
I don't need advice. But I do think that the speed dating with dogs is a great idea.
Would you play? Would you be involved? Do you have a dog?
I have a cat.
Oh. So,
you know.
That wouldn't work out.
But
you like the idea. All right. Remind me your name?
Nina.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I'm so bad. I have short-term issues, memory issues. All right, Nina. Thanks for calling, neighbor.
Yeah. Bye, neighbor.
Right on. All right. Put the needle on the record coming up oh so soon. Marathon right around the corner. There's one more Axe Allen. Until Marathon, that's next Friday. And that's that. One more call, 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. Call me up with your relationship issues. Why don't you? We got 2 minutes to hash it out and solve the world's problems. I really like calls that are, legal troubles. I was going to say, I'm reading a really awesome new book, but that has nothing to do with advice. Maybe you need advice on a good book. If you like fiction, read George Saunders' Vigil. I'm like in love with this book. I can't wait to get home and read some of it. And dating advice. How to look on the bright side of life. DIY projects. That's my wheelhouse. I'm making it some stuff now for Marathon. I don't want to talk about what. But I'm making some stuff for... around the building that I'm pretty excited about. And I suppose that's it. We're going to make way for Billy Jam. Unless you want to call. We got a minute. We got a minute. You can do it. Otherwise, We're just going to go out with the music from The Dating Game. And that Mike, bachelor number four, you better step up. We got to get a date to the Seaport Diner. Let's go. Last call. Make it quick.
Hey, hi.
What's up? We got about 30 seconds.
Oh, my God. 30 seconds.
What's your name?
I'm not on air, am I?
Yes, you are. What's your name?
My name is Rachel. I love calling into WFMU.
All right. What do you got?
I wanted advice, but I guess you don't have any.
What is it? What do you need advice on?
I've been dating someone for, months and months, but we're not, official.
Oh, my God. Call back next week. First call, 6 o'clock.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Jesus.
The joint. You just roll it up and you smoke it. I'm Billy Jam. What's your name?
Senor Gigio.
Hello, Senor Gigio.
What up, man?
Not much. Tarot cards. More about that in a bit. Living life. Let me change the beat. This is a great little break beat. I wonder if anyone knows what this is actually from. What am I looping? Here we go. Loop de loop. Anyway, it's called Put the Needle on the Record, but today it's Put the Needle on your tarot card. And Senor Gigio, you are a licensed, fully legit tarot card reader. In fact, you're out on Telegraph Avenue, right?
Well,
sometimes.
I wouldn't say I'm licensed. I don't know if there's a license for this, but we can say that I am the real deal.
You're qualified.
I accept the qualification. Yes, qualified.
Okay. So essentially, tarot card reading is sort of telling people their future, right?
Well, there's some future. It's a little bit of everything. There is some future work in it. But I think what it really is about is kind of revealing maybe the unseen. Sometimes it could be stuff that people are going through in the present moment, and they don't necessarily see that aspect at play. It's a lot of the unseen kind of things.
So anyway, last week I was in New York City. I was there for a long weekend, and in New Jersey at the WFMU studio. But man, it was cold. It was snowing. It's warmed up since then, but it's good to be back in the Bay Area.
Yep.
It's really good to be here. Last week, you were on the Commons, played something off your brand new album, Close Friends album, I should say, Unlucky Junior, Lounge Songs for Losers. And I'm going to play again something from your great new album a little later on. We're also going to go back in time 40 years. We're going to travel. The thing about radio is that it really is theater of the mind. I just love radio so much. So I've got a ton of other new music to play too, including Nas and Primo. That's DJ Premier. And I have a track that you may not have even heard because it's a remix that the DJ, one half of Gangstar member, sent me. We also got new from EPMD, Sadat X, Skip Whitman, and Senor Gigio, and more. And we will be going back in time. I got some old shows. Two people that you like, and they were both performing on the show. One of them is Homeboy Sandman.
The man.
The man, going back, I think, about 18 years. He's been down with this show with WFMU, Put the Needle on Record, for a minute. And then another one is from we did a remote in Ireland. One of the times that Re-Raw joined me on the show for a live performance. I'm going to hopefully get to those today. So much to do. But I just want to say, last week I was sort of asking people about living in the now and how people do it. And you were sort of commenting, and a lot of people were jumping on there. And I really appreciate it. You know, there was a lot of good folks who got in there and had like different sort of suggestions and that. And let's see, what was it? I read out one of them, but there's others too, including Ken from Hyde Park, who's talked about sort of avoiding social media and watching the news all the time. And that's something that I think a lot of people agree with, but a lot of people can fall victim to. And it doesn't really solve anything, does it?
No, it doesn't. It can be very counterproductive, you know, where you can waste a lot of your productive,
exactly,
and creative energy. You know?
And really, that, you know, the day is so precious. You don't want to be wasting it on anything, especially ish that makes you mad. Be now homeboy. He said, know your boundaries with people. That's a good one, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And Jimmy Dean said that thanks to having a new baby daughter in January, she was born, that he's been forced to just sort of transform his whole outlook.
It's a beautiful thing.
And be in the now.
Beautiful.
And I was thinking next week we'll do a topic on sort of dealing with things when things go wrong, dealing with loss,
yeah,
you know. So that'll be next week's topic, and we might have some very interesting artists to talk. And people are probably saying, is this a talk show or a hip-hop show? Well, damn it, it's both. And I realized by using the comments as I did last week, it's a great way to kind of utilize. So for a one-hour show, which is too short, you can kind of fit in a lot between the comments and the music being played, which we will get to in just a moment here. Oh, yeah, and also a friend of mine, good old pal of mine, Uncle Dan, who lives up in Seattle. I was talking with him the other day on the topic, and he was saying the same thing that these listeners were saying. And he said that he, like, makes a point of just going outdoors, and he tries to kind of unplug and go analog. In fact, he said that there's this great video store. You know how you hear about these remaining video stores in some cities?
Yeah.
And they're usually, like, pretty darn impressive. Like, I think in Oregon, I think they had the last Blockbuster. But there's one up there in the Seattle area that he goes to. And he said, and it's called Scarecrow Video. And he said they have stuff that they don't have it. But besides the fact that it's going and finding maybe some foreign movie on DVD or on VHS that you can't find, it's just, like, to interact with the people, you know? That's missing.
Sometimes just going out is social. Even if you don't talk to anybody, just being out in public, you know, going and doing groceries and stuff like that. It's like you're feeling humans around you, you know.
Exactly. So anyway, so for the tarot card reading, what do you want to do? What do people need to do if you're only going to do what? Two today, maybe?
Maybe we'll do like, let's do like three. I think three.
Okay.
Three. Maybe, or let's do like three people, and then maybe I'll do a fourth one just for everybody listening, like a collective one, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, I told Marley P, dog, if you're listening, I dropped your email in there, and I told him to email you, you know, the phone number, his phone number. So
okay, so he's one of them. So Marley, email me billyjam@wfmu.org. Include your phone number, and I will call you back. And then you want to wait till two other people have commented, or you want to pick them now?
Yeah, we'll see. So
keep your eye on the comments, and Gigio will be looking. And then, so just anyone who sends in a comment can be chosen. Is that it? Or do they need to say anything in there?
Oh, yeah. First, definitely. You know what I mean? I just, as long as y'all feeling it, you know what I mean? Like, it's the spiritual message, you know, we want to take this opportunity to why not? Like, let's pretend it's the real deal.
Okay.
Even if you're not open to it, let's pretend that it is, you know what I mean?
So we got Marley. He's going to email me, billyjam@wfmu.org. Give me your phone number. We'll be calling you back. And then keep your eye on the comments, and Gigio will communicate with you there. And if you're one of the ones that he's chosen, the next two people, he will advise you to email me with your phone number and then be on standby over the next hour. Let's continue with some brand new music from Skip Whitman and Jeremy Page. The name of the track is Codependent. And you're hearing it on, what's that radio station called again? I keep forgetting.
WFMU.
Are you alone?
Are you alone?
Are you alone?
Are you alone?
Call me when you get up again. I don't want just another friend. I try to take it further, but got my heart broken up again. Part of me, how I worded, didn't mean to be absurd, but I try to be humble. That don't really be working. Anyway, speaking of unemployment, if any day that you free, I'm available. No appointment required for quiet enjoyment when everything on